The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
It's great to be gathered here tonight to begin our journey through the season of Lent. Lent is a 40-day journey that leads us all the way to a mountain, that mountain being Calvary, the place where Jesus would die and pay for the sins of all mankind. And tonight's a special night, especially because it is Ash Wednesday. This is an evening set aside to mark those words that were said in Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, when the curse happened, the fall of man, the fall of Adam and Eve. And these words were spoken, "From dust you have come, and from dust you shall return." We could actually add a phrase to that. We could say, "From dust you have come, to dust you shall return, and from dust you shall rise again." Because we know that dust isn't the end for us. God will raise us, our bodies, to be with him forever in paradise. And so in some ways, Ash Wednesday is both a statement of humility. We know that we will die, but it's also a statement of great confidence that God will raise us from those ashes so that we can live forever. Just a note about our focus tonight, there's going to be a time for a message, and through the season of Lent, we're going to be taking a look at a prayer that Christians have spoken from the inception of its teaching when Jesus spoke it, and that is the Lord's Prayer. Each Wednesday, we'll be unpacking one little section of the Lord's Prayer. Tonight, just the beginning, "Our Father," just some words of reflection tonight. Each Wednesday, we'll build on that all the way up until Easter. A couple notes about our worship this evening. You'll notice that there is one hymn that we'll sing. It's noted on the insert sheet. That hymn is from the Green Hymnal number 453, "If You But Trust in God to Guide You." You might want to mark that. It'll come faster than you think. And then also, there is, of course, a time set aside in the service for the imposition of ashes. And as you feel led, during that time, you're invited to come forward. We'll have two lines. Elder Oscar Gutbrod will be on one side, I will be on the other. And those words from Genesis 3:19 will be spoken over you. If you do have long hair, it's something I don't know anything about, but if you do, what would help us out is if you kind of, you know, move that hair up so that we could give us a little target there so that we can place that the ashes, the cross on your forehead. And again, it's a statement of humility, also a statement of great confidence as well. Let's see. I think the other note to share with you about this service is that this is, the order of worship is hold an evening prayer, the bulletin that you have here in front of you. And this is a sung liturgy between pastor and congregation, but also between someone that's going to sing a large portion of the service. That's going to be Karen Motlock here this evening. We also have Suzanne Muley. She's going to play our flute as well. That's going to be great too. But a note about that singing is that when we come to the psalmody on page 3, there are two parts. I will sing the leader or group 1, and then Karen is going to lead the all or group 2. You are invited to join the group all or group 2 to sing with Karen during that time. All right, I think that does it for our announcements here. Let us begin by rising as you are able for our procession.